seem fun and info. Benfo. Or would that be funfo? Either way, it's time for It's Your Health and It Ain't Rocket Science. Here are Dr. Decker Weiss, Dr. Holly Lucille, and Lisa Davis.
Hello, this is Dr. Weiss, and we are talking today about modern-day hypothyroid disease. With me always, Lisa and Holly, and we are going to break apart thyroid a little bit, get you understand it. And right now, I want to talk about what exactly hypothyroid is and what exactly the thyroid does. Holly, help me. Help me to take this complexity and make it a little easier for us.
I love when we start the show with, what the heck are we talking about and why? Because I think that's really darn important. So the thyroid, it's that lovely butterfly gland, right? That sits in the bottom of your neck, sort of at, it's sort of like the Adam's apple. You can see it very pronounced, that Adam's apple, mostly on men. But that's where the thyroid is. And what it does, the thyroid is a gland. So it's part of the endocrine or hormone system. Any gland that we have in our body pretty much is. And this particular gland is responsible at the end of the day, because we're going to talk about a lot of stuff thyroid. It's responsible. It regulates metabolism, both aerobic and anaerobic, in every single cell in our body. And when we say hypo, that means under functioning. And when our thyroid under functions, we have signs and symptoms of an under-functioning metabolism in all areas. Think about it. Digestion, your brain, anything, everywhere.
Anything that needs energy.
That's right. Everywhere. It's so vitally important. And I know that there's a lot of undiagnosed and diagnosed hypothyroidism. It's a really important topic to talk about.
And it seems to be everywhere. I hear about thyroid in my practice. It's like everybody comes in with a heart problem or something and thyroid, or they come in with headaches and thyroid, or they're not sure what's going on. And then we look at thyroid and sure enough, there it is. Lisa, what are the numbers when we're looking at people who are having thyroid challenges out there?
They are extraordinarily staggering. We've got 30 million people in the U.S. and 200 million worldwide that have a thyroid disorder. Of the 30 million that I just mentioned, about half are undiagnosed. So that's pretty scary. There's a lot of people out there.
How do you think they find out? I mean, you're a public health person. How do they know that? So they just kind of look at all the people and they'll run 100 people into a room and say half of them have a thyroid problem. They don't even know it. How do you think that they figure that out, that half of them are undiagnosed? I agree with that medically. But
yeah, no, that's a really good question. I'd have to look into, I'm not a statistician, so you put me on the spot. I'd have to look into that to find out more. I'm just so shocked that there's so many people walking around with this issue. Or maybe I shouldn't.
Undiagnosed. And think about undiagnosed, and I think it's my experience each and every day that I'm in my practice, that people come in with, you know, lab work that's okay, right, within normal limits, but their health is anything but that. And when you think of signs of hypometabolism, you're talking about fatigue. You're talking about unexplained, not only weight gain, but the inability to lose.
Now, you just
weight.
Said hypometabolism. Is that the same thing as hypothyroid?
Well, I think when you know that the thyroid actually regulates the metabolism, certainly that's exactly what you're dealing with. You're dealing with a hypometabolism. That's, at the end of the day, what somebody's going to present with. And so
that can be interchangeable then?
Sure, we can absolutely talk about hypometabolism, okay. Hypothyroidism. What do you think is the number one cause? I mean, of hypothyroidism in America?
And I was wrong on this. I absolutely blew it when somebody asked me, and I've been treating thyroid for 15 years with heart patients, with everybody, I was shocked to find out the number underlying cause. Do you have it there, Lisa?
I don't have the underlying cause. Yeah, I thought it was. I would think it was a matter of. Oh, go ahead, Holly.
The number one cause of hypothyroidism in America is actually an autoimmune disease. We know it as Hashimoto's. Yeah. And the interesting thing about that, you know, as naturopathic doctors. Dr. Weiss and I will tell you that we got to always identify and treat the cause, right? And when we're talking about thyroid, the number one cause is actually an autoimmune attack of the gland itself. And so we get into treatment there as far as, hey, what do we do with all these folks that are showing up either, A, diagnosed with hypothyroidism, the number one cause being an actual autoimmune disease, and two, what about the folks that are having these complaints? Their lab works are fine. And what do we do with those as well? Well, I think we're going to get into all of that. I mean, but I think that it's so important that these statistics are staggering. And we need to kind of turn it on its head and do something about it.
And we're back to, you know, Lisa, we always get to these fundamentals. You know, we're back to diet. When we look at autoimmune, we look at diet, we look at digestive function, we look at all of these varying things. But as our digestion's sort of gone south, our body's becoming allergic to itself. It's becoming, if it's allergic to your joints, we call it rheumatoid arthritis. If it's allergic to the thyroid, we call that Hashimoto's disease. We all these fancy names, but the body's actually becoming allergic to itself, and it's attempting to destroy, you know, destroy an organ within us. Type 1 diabetes, the body's allergic to the islets of Langerhans and a pancreas. And it kind of makes sense to me now, because you see so many people with the digestive disorders, and then you see so many people undiagnosed with these things. And it's as a naturopath and as somebody who treats digestion all the time, because in a naturopathic practice with thyroid, you're always going to look at antibodies and gut. It's always going to be built in. It's driving me crazy that we're still not getting these basic nutritional concepts of how to eat clean and stuff out to the public.
Well, and I think with thyroid, you mentioned antibodies. Hey, what are those? Well, when we're looking at the number one cause, a lot of times I will run thyroid antibodies. But that's because the number one cause is an autoimmune disease. That's an antibody you're going to have that's going to show up if that's what's going on with that number one cause. And I think that's really important as far as treatment, because of this number one cause and because of so many people not being diagnosed. As a naturopathic doctor, we look at what then is causing the immune system to get kind of confused and attack the body. And we always go to the gut. It's usually a matter of, I'm going to say a big word, but I'm going to explain it, dysbiosis. And that simply means a growth of stuff that's not supposed to be there, right? So bacteria, candida complexes, other yeast or mycology, and then an undergrowth of stuff that should be there, like our good bacteria, etc.
Well, you know, I've noticed lately they've been having, yeah, I do, but I just wanted to mention something about that. In the meantime, I've seen so many commercials lately about probiotics, and I think that's so interesting when you're talking about gut health. It seems like it is becoming more mainstream. Have you noticed that too?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, I have.
My joke is that Jamie Lee Curtis has a new probiotic perfume that's coming out. It's a whole line. but probiotics have definitely become very commercialized, and I worry about that. So sometimes when things can become very commercialized, they actually, in my opinion, can lose some of their real credibility. And if you look at the word probiotica, it's for life, the Greek origin. It's for life. And having good gut flora is so important. And we're talking about thyroid. That is very, very important. And I'll tell you why.
Well, I've got an interesting statistic to look at with this. I didn't know this, Holly and Lisa, but 20% of the thyroid hormone that's converted to the active form, I didn't know that that happens in your gut.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Oh, I didn't either.
That's exactly what happens. You've got this whole relay race of with your thyroid, right? So the hypothalamus pituitary, that's pretty much the CEO and the president of your endocrine system anyway. Then communication down to the gland. From the thyroid gland itself, you usually get a production of predominantly something called T4. Now, that most people say it's a hormone, but guess what? It's not. It is a prohormone, meaning it needs to be converted into the active thyroid hormone so it can get into the cells. That's T3. But you're right, Dr. Decker, 20% of that happens in the gut with good gut flora, and also most of it then in the liver. But staggering stats here.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I want to throw in that females are five times more likely to develop a hypothyroid disease condition over males. That's pretty shocking as well.
Five times higher.
I'm thinking that might be a hormonal thing.
Well, yeah, since it's a hormone, I think you got a great tip there. All right, well, stay
with
us.
I'm not saying that.
When we come back, we're going to talk more about thyroid, and for sure, knowing that it's more than just lab values. We got to treat people here, not just the lab values. Stay with us. We'll be right back.